Welcome back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and today we're catching up with Pele Christian Jr. Annie Bell, who recently performed at the International Dance Organization's World Championships in Italy and took a gold medal in acrobatic dance.
So Annie, competing with the International Dance Competition in Italy, let's start just talking about the getting to compete in Italy and just what that experience was like traveling over there and getting to be a part of that.
Yeah, so it's like a huge privilege to be able to be representing my country and being selected to represent my country. Going over there, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I tend to say I'm not nervous, I'm excited, and kind of use it and look at it that way. But being able to represent my country and traveling over there is a huge honor, and once you're able to see all the other countries, it's just incredible to see all of them, and it's super special.
And when we talk about just the competition in and of itself and just kind of looking at that, and I know it's a busy time because you're also not just going in there and just performing the dances right away there. What's kind of the week look like when you go over and are working through and making sure you're ready to go for the competition after the long flight over there?
So honestly, a lot of the time in the airport, I have to just stretch in the airport to keep my body warm so it's not stiff. But once I get over there, I tend to find spaces to practice. This year, there was no necessarily designated coach, so I just kind of was on my own leading myself through all the way to the finals. But I got over there, and then you start with the prelims, so that's everyone. Then you compete from there, and then it goes to the semifinals. And this year, they took 19 to the semifinals. And then, like every year, they take 6 to the finals. And I was one of the 6 that got to go to the finals.
And we're going to talk about the finals for acrobatic dance here in a minute. But you also got to try a new category and were one of the first United States participants in that category of dance as well. I'll let you talk a little bit about what that is and just kind of the overall experience of getting the opportunity to do that.
So it was called Performing Arts Improvisation, and basically they put you in different heats, and you go and you hit a pose, and they pick whatever song that they want, and you just dance to it for a minute straight, and you do 3 rounds per section. So there was first round, second round, and then there was quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. So, and you dance for 3 minutes in each of those. So obviously it was pretty tiring, but you just kind of have to make it up on the spot.
Very unique there. And it also kind of was in there with the acrobatic dance, but overall a really good experience between the two of them. Just kind of talking about the finish for that performing arts improv part of that. Just obviously it was kind of unique and how it backed up with the acrobatic dance as well, but just how did you manage to navigate through maybe some of the stress that it put on yourself as well, just physically, mentally doing both of those and trying to compete in both and be ready to go for both?
It was super tiring because I was going into the different rounds for the improv, but I had to just kind of stop, breathe for a second. And honestly, with improv, it was great to be like that far in the round, but I was already in the finals for acro, so I thought that was very important. So I had to back off a little bit of improv so that way I could have more energy for the finals for acro, because it was a lot going back to back and moving on to each round. And I ended up getting 10th in the world for improv, and then was able to go and relax for about 15 minutes before I had to go into the finals.
And that is very unique. And again, we're talking to Annie Bell, a student at Pele Christian who competed at the International World Dance Championships, and looking at that as well, just kind of, as we mentioned, acrobatic was kind of the primary focus going into this year, and obviously a very tough category competing against several different countries. I'll let you maybe even describe some of that as well, but just going into that, what was kind of your thoughts knowing you were going to be competing against so many athletes from across the country, and some of them you maybe know from past competitions and some maybe newcomers as well, and just trying to compete against them?
Like I said before, I get nervous, but once I get there, I realize that it's such a great opportunity, and I shouldn't be scared. I should be grateful because it is amazing to be able to connect with other people from different countries just through the art of dance, and we all are just bonding on this one thing, and this brought us all together into Italy. So I love being able to talk to the people from different countries. I made a friend from Austria this year. She was phenomenal. One of the nicest girls I've ever talked to at an IDO competition. So it's great.
That is awesome. And let's talk about the actual Danzig for a minute there. I was talking to you a little bit beforehand here. I know you mentioned that, you know, the last couple of years it's been so close in the finals there, competing against some different girls from Canada and some other countries in there as well. And this year you're able to take the gold medal and bring that home for the United States. How much sweeter did it make it to, after a couple of years of being so close, to finally get that gold medal?
When I was standing there and it was just the United Kingdom, me and Canada left, and then when I heard United Kingdom got third, I was happy that I would medal in the first place, but I was standing there with just another Canadian, and I was just like, wow, am I going to get second to Canada again? But then once I heard Canada was announced, I just stood there, and I just started crying because I was like, I did it. I finally did it. I beat Canada. It's been, I think, like 3 years, and I haven't beat Canada. I've always came down second to them.
And I got to see the video of when, after they made the announcement that you had won as well, and getting to stand up there on the podium with the national anthem playing and just kind of have that moment of maybe reflection to see that you had won, you know, that gold medal as well. Just what was that moment like, knowing that, you know, that hard work had paid off and you were being recognized for that?
I was so proud because I feel like I represented our country very well, and I was standing up there on the podium singing the national anthem loud and proud, like I was smiling, crying, and just looking at the whole room around me and seeing all the other countries standing up for our national anthem. It was amazing, and I didn't think I would ever see that, but I'm so glad that that happened and the outcome was like that.
And we know that you'll have some more competitions coming up here, state dance coming up for Pele Christian as well. And I know that you're going to continue to work towards competitions for the IDO as well. What's kind of the schedule look like in terms of dance for you, and just kind of, you know, taking some time to rest after this one, but also getting ready for some of the next ones?
So I have a few little things with dance team before state dance, but I will have state dance coming up here in December with my team and my solo, and then I will be going to Canada to learn more routines for the competition season, and then just competing around the U.S.
Thanks again to Pele Christian Jr. Annie Bell for discussing her recent performances at the International Dance Organization's World Championships in Italy, where she took a gold medal in acrobatic dance.